Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. I'm very pleased to be joined this afternoon by Bob, who is here to talk with us about a very fun endeavor related to the Africa Project for the month of June. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Jen.
So it's fun because, you know, I think when a lot of folks think of Bob, they think of all things related to technology, right? That's the main stewardship area that you have done for the organization for years and continue to do. And so a good news update on Africa featuring Bob, huh? So what folks may not know is that you also steward the numbers. So being the guy behind the scenes who's helping to watch over the financial health of the organizations and make sure things are reconciled and things are going where they need to go and that sort of thing. And it was so fun because in the process of doing that around the work in Africa, you had a really fun sort of financial process insight that led to this endeavor that we're undertaking in June. So I wonder if you could start us off by talking about what you saw when you were doing that process with the Africa financials.
Yeah, sure. So what we saw when we were looking at the financials were probably two things, right? So one is that, you know, as we've known, that we do our big Bridgewalk campaign every year, and that you know, that provides most of the funding for the Bridgewalk year to year, even though it only happens over, what, 3 months of the year. And then we also have a group of monthly donors who have been, many who have been supporting us for well over a decade for the Africa Project. And one of the things that we've seen over time is that, you know, people will start a monthly donation for Africa, and for a whole host of reasons, you know, when, you know, their pledge of, you know, I'm going to give $10 a year, a month for 5 years, when that pledge is up, you know, maybe we don't have the right email address. Maybe their credit card expired and we weren't able to reach them. Maybe, you know, someone who is really deeply connected with practice had asked them 1 year, hey, will you support my fundraiser? And then they start a monthly donation, but maybe they may not actually know a whole lot about our project, frankly. And so, you know, what we saw over time is that the monthly donors giving to Living Compassion, they kind of slowly dwindle over time. Don't go away completely, and lots of changes happen. People create new ones, and people increase them. But, you know, the overall amount tends to kind of slowly decrease over time. And so I think those two things, you know, kind of led us to, wouldn't it be great just to kind of check back with people and see, you know, if, you know, to kind of boost up the monthly donation program so that when we're doing our yearly financial kind of projections for the year and planning what's going to happen in Cantalomba, that we have a little bit more stable financing coming in. It's not just that one big hit every year where, as you know, I mean, we always tend to, and this happens to the Zen Center as well, we tend to have all the money we need each year, usually not much more. But, you know, to have more stable funding so that when that we make that planning, we know that the money is going to be there when the time comes to spend it.
And that was the thing that I just found so fun about the whole thing is, first of all, the other thing that, I mean, again, this isn't new news, but, you know, for anyone who may not have been around when it was happening, just a reminder in looking at all that, how incredibly successful the Bridgewalk season last year was, and just a huge, deep bow of gratitude to everyone for all of that, because that was incredible what we pulled off as a Sangha, just truly, you know, hit it out of the park, and by far the most successful Bridgewalk campaign we've ever had. And what that's allowed is really this expansion. You know, I spoke with Teresa this morning. So I have the great good fortune of hearing the, you know, the tangible results of what all of that funding really does. And so there's that. And the big thing that I think that we saw coming out of it, as you say, is that place of to have that stable, the once a year big fundraising season, and then to have that stable base that can be counted on every single month of the year to really carry us through between those Bridgewalk seasons. And well, so anyway, so that led us to this idea. Do you want to kind of lay out what we're up to this month?
Yeah, so what we came up with is just a month-long campaign, you know, a booster campaign, where the goal is to reach out to folks and to see if we can have 100 more $10 a month monthly donors added to the program. And that could be either people who have never donated at all to the EFCA mm-hmm. program before and they want to start a new $10 a month donation, or it could mm-hmm. be, like many people have already done since this started a couple of days ago, where they increase their existing monthly donation by $10 a month.
Yes. Yep. And the thing that I loved about that as we were looking at it is it just felt like it's so practice to, instead of, you know, a handful of people kind of picking up the big weight, you know, carrying the weight of it, to see if a bunch of us can come together. You know, because I was looking at it, $10 a month. For a lot of us, not necessarily for everyone, but for a lot of us, that's really doable, right? That's doable. I can add that into what I'm doing. So a lot of folks do support the Zen Center monthly, which is fabulous. That's really, you know, the Zen Center really, really relies on that monthly donation support. And, you know, I was looking at, okay, so $10 a month, if 100 of us pitch in that amount, that gives us a very solid base that we can have every single month and then go to the annual bridge walk as the place where we really fund the large chunks of the project. And it just feels like such a fun way to do that, to carry it together instead of just a few people carrying the major portion of it.
Yeah, yeah. And two things I especially like about that. One is that, you know, when I looked for myself at whether, you know, to add $10 a month to my monthly donation, it really what it came down to is just paying attention to my finances each month. And I know the $10 is there, right? And the other thing that you started to talk about early on is that, you know, the news that you get to hear from Teresa every month, all the wonderful things going on the project, is I know that starting with next week's email, there's going to be a little bit of news item in there about something fun and incredible, frankly, happening in the project.
Yeah, exactly. It's always, I love things like this because it just gives me a chance to showcase some of what, you know, I feel greedy sometimes, like, oh my gosh, it's not fair that I get to have this front row seat all the time. I want everyone to know about all of it all the time. So when we do something like this, for me, it's just a fun way to put it in front of people again. You know, again, it's always both things. It's that huge thank you, you know, because the things that are happening now, it's exactly like we talk about in donations at the end of a retreat. You know, that retreat happened because of everyone who donated before. So the things that are being featured in these emails are because of the bridge walk. That's why we have them. And so, you know, there's that place of thanking people, you know, giving them the information as a thank you, and also to invite people to participate in this way that we're looking at this month.
Yeah, yeah, and the participation piece seems really key to me because when I get that email or when I get my, you know, my thank you for the donation I made in any number of months, it is a really a good feeling of like, oh, I'm part of this. And it just, you know, when the automatic donation just comes out of the account every month, you can kind of forget, you know, all the wonderful things that are happening in the project. And just to have that reminder is just, it's really wonderful.
It really is. You know, and that reminds me, Bob, when you say coming out of your account, can you speak a little bit to the option of doing, is it called ACH? Is that the?
It's either called ACH or EFT, but essentially what it is that we now have the opportunity, like we started offering last year with the Zen Center, for people to make their donations using a checking or savings account, assuming it's a U.S. checking or savings account. And it really is a big savings for us because typically if someone makes, say, a $100 donation, right, we're going to be charged close to 3% on top of that. So that's, you know, and then there's a transaction fee on top of that. But with these ACH EFT transactions coming out of your bank account, they charge us just a small fee. It's like 75 cents per transaction. And it really makes a difference when people switch to it. Now, we don't want you to do it if it doesn't work for you because one of the things about it is that if it comes out of your checking account and there isn't enough money in your account when they take it out each month, then you get charged a fee, we get charged a fee, all that kind of banking stuff.
Yeah, so it ends up being much more expensive than, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's really, you know, for the person who manages their finances in the sense of kind of having a large cash flow, not necessarily someone who chooses to keep all their money in wherever and then cuts it close on their cash.
Yeah, just bringing awareness to that just really helps. But it does, if it's something that works for people, it really does assist us in keeping our expenses down. And because, I mean, one of the things that I'm in a position to know is that we really keep our expenses down. There's a lot of attention that really, you know, stems out of the monastery,
incredible.
But, you know, every penny really is tracked very carefully. And we do, there's just, because the thing that I was thinking about, you know, so if 100 people give $10 more a month each month, that's $1,000 a month. And I think $1,000 in this organization is actually $1,000 almost certainly going directly to the project.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, it's just, it's one of those things, like I think Sherry said once, like, you know, she gives when someone asks her to give to another organization, she gives because she knows that person and just trusts that they know what's going on. And I feel the same way. It's like when I give this organization, it's like I know that it's being stewarded really carefully.
Yeah, me too. And I'll just take this opportunity to say deep bow to you, Bob, for your role in that, because in order for something to be stewarded that closely, someone needs to be watching it that closely. You know, so that's huge. And the other thing I know is that, you know, because I see it come across my desk every single month, the team in Cantalumba, and we have to do it this way because things change so much over there. Every month they go out to the various places. Okay, how much does Mealy Meal cost this month? How much does, you know, beans cost? How much? And they send me the budget for the next month. So it is very carefully tracked. You know, all kinds of, the exchange rate goes crazy, you know, the expenses go up, they go down, they go all, it goes all over the place, but it's tracked really closely. So thank you for that. And I just feel like it's such a, I don't know, it's such a Sangha experience where, you know, on this end, hopefully at least 100 of us are going to look this month to say, yeah, I can do that. I can, that's what I can do. And on that side, that's what they're doing. They're going to check the price of the beans, and they're checking the price of the rice, and they're checking the Mealy Meal, and they're putting it together, and they're sending it over here. And just together, we're paying really close attention and just participating with so much love.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Bob. Anything you wanted to add in before we end?
No, I'd say, you know, look out for those weekly emails. I think they're coming out on Mondays or 2 days each week. And if nothing else, just reading through them is just really fun, and encourage people to do that.
Yeah, all really fun news. Well, thanks for being with us.
All right, thank you, Jen.
All right, thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Michael, we'll turn it over to you and Ashwini.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jen, and thank you, Bob. Good afternoon, and welcome to Open Air. It's my pleasure to be joined tonight by Ashwini. Welcome, Ashwini.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good. That was an inspiring conversation. And since I've seen all those emails, I have to say it's a really cute campaign.
Yes. I was excited about it when I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.